Hello, I'm Drake Anubis. It is 2 in the morning, and you are listening to Hacker Public Radio. We got to keep our voices down because we are outside in a park in a rather populated housing community, and they have security, and I'm standing out here with a laptop and large pieces of radio equipment and stuff, so we need to be quiet, so do not attract attention. We're going to be intercepting photos from satellites, so doesn't that just sound cool? The NOAA 17 is about to pass over. It's 2-something. It should be here in a couple minutes. And what that is that's a lower-orbiting weather satellite that constantly transmits photos down, kind of like what you see on the news. And we're going to go ahead and snag the pictures as best we can from that. Now, NOAA is the N-O-A-A, is the National Oceanic and Atmosphere Administration. I think it's U.S. only, I'm pretty certain. And they have 2 satellites in orbit, 2 types, rather. Geostationary, which is what you see on the news, the large ones that can update really fast in digital, and kind of the older ones, which are the polar orbiting ones, and they're called LEOs, low Earth orbiting satellites. So there are 3 active LEOs, and this one's the NOAA 17. I can also grab the NOAA 15 and the NOAA 18, but the NOAA 17 is coming up. These satellites operate on 137 megahertz and transmit with about 5 watts and are about 800 to 3,000 kilometers in the air, so 5 watts doesn't carry very far. The biggest problem we have, though, with picking up on these satellites is that they use a 300 kilohertz bandwidth because they transmit a lot of information, and I'm using a radio scanner that cannot pick up a bandwidth that wide, so we're not getting as much information, and that's going to be the problem that most people are going to have when they try to do this. So what you're going to need is you're going to need a radio receiver. I'm using a scanner from Radio Shack. It's a piece of crap from, like, the 80s, but it does a great job because you don't need a lot of receiving power. You just need a decent thing. You can actually take a cheap FM radio, just like a standard radio, and just tune it up, because 137 megahertz isn't that far from the typical FM spectrum. It's like 100 and some megahertz. You need to kind of have a lot of technical knowledge to go in and modify an FM radio, but if you're really cheap and you have a lot of time, you can find instructions. It's not that hard. You also need an antenna. NOAA, the organization, actually uses quadrifill or helix antennas, which are considered, like, you know, the holy grail of antennas for this purpose. But I'm using a disc cone antenna right now that was made for, like, 800 megahertz, but it was very poorly made, so it's going to work just fine for this. I've also heard that a Linen Blan, however you say it, antenna works great, and they're pretty easy to make, I've heard. And I was using a dipole antenna earlier just to play around, and that barely worked, and the satellite was directly above me, so I would recommend, you know, you make an antenna that's just fit to these specifications, but I'm going to use this one. I think it's going to work. You also need a computer to do the actual image processing. I'm using a laptop right now. It's, you know, it's like a dual-core machine. It's so overpowered for doing this, but if you had, like, an old, like, a Pentium, you know, machine lying around, you can set up a dedicated station, because you can do this with Linux, Windows, or I think even Mac now. And, you know, just have a station that just sits there all day and receives your own satellite images, if you really into the idea. You also need a good sound card, because what we're doing is we're taking the audio from the receiver, which in my case is a scanner, and we're processing that and creating an image from it. So I'd recommend getting a USB sound card, because when it's external and away from all the computer parts, there's a lot less electronic noise, and you want to keep noise low, because noise is going to directly relate to a poor image in this case. Actually, though, the USB sound card that I have has more noise on it than the sound card in my laptop, so I'm just using the one plugged into my laptop. You also need a piece of software. There's tons of software that we're doing this, because people used to do this like a decade ago. It was very popular. It's not as popular now, but because all the satellites are digital, but we can still pick up these ones. I'm using what's called an APT decoder, and APT stands for Automatic Picture Transmission, which is what the NOAA satellites refer to when they're sending images down. This runs on Windows, and I'm going to go ahead and open that in just a moment, but I need to set up my scanner. Because we're picking up on the NOAA 17, we're going to set this to the correct frequency, so go and up and monitor. Now, if you're using a radio scanner, you want to make sure that you turn the squelch all the way down to off so that you just get a whole bunch of white noise coming out. Because you don't want it, because the signal's going to be very weak a lot of times, you don't want the scanner clipping that off or anything. I'm going to go ahead and bring up a APT decoder. Now, there's some software things that you need to do because you want to get it set up just right. Now, I'm not going to include all the software setup that you need to do because no one's going to listen to this and take notes while I whisper, you know, software details. But if you want to go to my blog at drakeandupas.com and just find the post on the satellite imaging, it's probably the most recent one, depending on when you're listening to this. I'll have all these software instructions in there. It's not that many, but you just want to get it set up with your location and make it auto-process and auto-recording things. Okay, I also have this neat little voice here so that you can actually hear what's going on. Let's go ahead and get an update in just a couple moments.
Tracking, NOAA 17, traveling southbound. Estimated acquisition of signal in 14 seconds.
Alright, so what's going to happen is the satellite's going to be coming into range. That's been very faint at first. And then it's going to be, you're going to hear like this tick-tock or this siren tone, depending on where you are. And the computer, because it knows my location and it knows where the satellite is, it's going to automatically start recording the tones. Because of my configuration, it's going to also automatically start processing the image. I'm going to edit this part a lot because the pass is going to be like 8 minutes, and you don't want to listen to 8 minutes of, you know, siren noises. But here we go.
Now recording from NOAA 17.
Alright, so what it just did is it opened the screen, and I can now see lines going across, like scan lines, as it decodes the information. It's very grainy right now, but it's going to sharpen up in a little bit when the signal gets pretty loud. I'm going to jump straight to that part, and I'm going to raise the volume so that you can hear what the satellite sounds like. Okay, this is the noise of the actual satellite. I don't know if you can hear me when I'm talking over, but when you're really getting a good image, you're going to be hearing this tick-tock noise, a very distinctive tick-tock noise. Otherwise, you're just going to hear this kind of like tracking noise signal thing. It actually, if you don't have the ability to do this, go to my website and look at the waveforms that I have, but it makes kind of a cool pattern just because all the signals, and you can see the different, like, you know, noises and things. It's kind of cool.
NOAA 17, now receding. Estimated loss of signal in 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Alright, the satellite's moving away and we're kind of losing the signal now. But we got a pretty decent picture. I'm going to go ahead and put this up on my website. What you see in the image, it's mostly black and grainy, and then it starts getting grainier and whiter and brighter, and then you start seeing an image with lines going through it, and you get a pretty clear image for a while. And then it drops away as more noise picks up, so I'm not using the most ideal antenna. But also, if you go into the settings, and I'll have the notes on this, you can do things like look at the spacecraft type and look at the path analyzer, and the path analyzer is going to compare like the azimuth and elevation to the level of noise that you have, and you can see kind of this cool graph. I love graphs. How much noise you're getting when you can tune your antenna and stuff. If you want to make a really great hobby in this, there's plenty to do here for relatively low cost, as long as you want to dedicate your time to building your equipment and stuff. So if you have any questions or comments, especially contact me if you have a if you've gotten your own pictures, because I just love kind of geeking out and looking at these pictures and stuff. So if you manage to do this on your own, just send me your results. Maybe I'll post them online if you want or whatever. But drakeandupas at gmail.com, or my blog has comments that no one ever uses because I never check them. And alright, let's fade to the outro.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.